poop.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy do
you. What's going on, Red?
What's good? I'm chilling, chilling, chilling. Chilling, chilling, chilling.
What's going on, Selena? How you doing?
I can't complain. I can't complain. I was going to set this one out.
Set this one out? Well, listen. All right. We're going to listen, but you're going to set it out. All right. All right. All right.
Nah, I'm not. No. I'm not going to set it out. I promise. I'm going to small in.
What up, y'all? Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red. Lena in the house, Brother D in the house. What's good? Hope all is well with everyone. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Catch us on Facebook at The Menu, Mind Your Mental. Yeah, MINDURMENTAL. Sorry, I had a brain fart for a minute. And same on Instagram. You know, MINDURMENTAL, Menu, Mind Your Mental. So, our topic for tonight, let's just jump right into it. Because, you know, somebody had sent me something, and I just found it kind of interesting. So, are women, and we won't generalize, throw the whole umbrella up, but we will say, for lack of a better word right now, are women, you know, cool with the fact of men making less money?
Okay, set off.
So, who wants to set it off?
I'll set it off. Well, I'll say this, and you've heard me say this before, Brother B. Like I said, listen, as long as he got a job and he can put some money towards something, if we're living together or whatever it is that we do, or if we do it together, whatever, as long as he can put some money into it, I ain't worried about whether he made more or less or whatever, because you can't be on that with you looking for somebody to be making all this money. And it's like, on the other flip side of it, with the woman, it's like, what are you doing, or how much money do you make? Or if you got that mindset where you think, the man is supposed to be making more money than I am anyway, or, you know, whatever your mindset is. But, you know, like I said, as long as he got a job, as long as he can make some type of money and he can contribute to something, like, that don't matter to me, because I'm going to always hold myself down anyway.
Well,
so I mean,
okay. You know, it, history has it, the man is supposed to be, you know, the protector, the provider, you know, the breadwinner. But you know, society has changed, times have changed, of course, and it's a thing where, you know, women have their own, you know, as well, and it's all good. But there are some women out there that still go by the whole standard of like, you know, well, you know, he got to be making a certain amount of money, you know, he got to have this, he got to have that, you know, X, Y, and Z. Now, also with men, you know, some of us are still stuck in that, you know, thing as well. Like, oh, I have to make more money, or I have to make sure she's taken care of, and this, this, that, and the third. And it's all good. But the way the market is nowadays, I mean, from what I was looking at, some statistics, and it's sad to say it does go by, you know, there's some ethnic to it, a.k.a. the color scheme. You know, it depends on, you know, what your background is. And, you know, black women are out there leading the charge when it comes down to jobs, you know, more than black men. Like I said, I didn't want to put a color in it, but I just had to, you know, do some statistics. But for the most part, you know, in general, like, women are getting it in right now. And dudes are, you know, kind of last in some cases. So with that being said, it's interesting.
Well, I feel that some of that could be because of, you know, some women want to be in that control, like kind of like in that control, like the lead, or in some type of control. Like, they feel like, okay, if I make more money than him, then I'm on, like, that's a control thing. Sometimes that's a control thing. Or I make more money than him, so guess what? He got to do what I say, because I make more money than him.
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is there's some men out there, you know, I mean, I don't agree with it, but there's some men out there that have had that practice, and that's been going on for, like, a very long time. Like, if I make, I have to do X, Y, and Z, and yada, 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 this, that, and third, which I just find it, you know, all BS. So, you know, with all that being said, before I continue to spiel on, do we have Miss Cherry on the air? Miss Cherry?
Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Miss Cherry.
Cherry, about to get hot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I just tuned in, so I didn't even hear the beginning part.
Nah, it's just talking about, you know, we're talking about the topic, you know, and I know you had, you know, had a couple of things to say earlier. I really didn't get a chance to address it, but yeah, what's your take on the topic? You know, in terms of women feeling, you know, how they feel about, you know, them, you know, men making, know, less money, or not as much money as they would like. You want to be a little clear about that.
Yes. So I don't think it's a money issue. Like, for me, it's not a money issue because that's the dollar amount. But I think in different stages of life, you're looking for different things. And I'm always saying, like, I'm close to 50. If you are dating somebody, and I, you know, I date older men. So if I'm dating somebody that's older than me, and they don't have it together yet, that's a problem. When they don't get it together, when we're 75 or 80, there's certain milestones that you should have, and it's not a matter of money. I think at this stage in life, you should be able to support yourself plus another person. Because if you get involved with somebody and you can't even take care of yourself, you're actually getting involved and expecting them to take care of you. And we're a little too grown for that. Women are, you know, my age, are a little too grown to be picking up a man to try to carry him at this stage of life.
Absolutely.
Well, okay, so when you say carry, like, what do you mean carry? Like, the whole thing is, what is it, what is
Did
the...
Did you say you're
going
to be in here? So sit down.
Yeah.
Over there. I don't know why you keep walking up and down.
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Yeah. That's the background noise right there. Yeah, so...
Hold on, I got to put my watch.
my thing is, so what if the guy is not making what if he's doing like maybe $40,000 a year? Is there a dollar amount to it?
She said it's not a dollar amount.
Not with her. Not with her. But with some women, there are a dollar amount. Now, I don't like, it's not like I'm trying to give this guy props or anything, that question.
Will you ask her about, you're saying about in terms of carrying, when she said carrying a man, so you're asking her, what does she mean by carrying a man?
What do you mean by carrying?
I can
take it to my own interpretation, but go ahead, you say it.
I was going to say, so like I said, there's different stages of life. At my stage of life, carrying a man is if I meet him and he has to come move in with me because he cannot hold down his own. Right now, if I'm meeting somebody to start dating them, they should already have themselves established on their own. And then I'm bringing mine and he's bringing his. But if I'm meeting him and he doesn't have a home to go to, or he's not stable in his job, or he's still trying to seek his education at this age, he's looking for somebody to carry him. He should have it together by now. The plans were set when you're in your 20s and 30s. When you're in your 40s, you start getting things together. And by the time you get 50, if you don't have it together, you're probably not going to get it together.
Okay, so let me ask.
Go ahead, Ms. Lena. Me or? I haven't said anything
yeah.
yet. I would like to see is for a woman to stop normalizing. At no stage should you be carrying a man, older, younger, 15, 16, 17, 18. There's no stage, no age that it should be okay for a woman to ever carry a man. The reality is, and the proof is in the pudding, men do earn more than women on an average basis. They earn more money than women on an average basis. That's something that you should take into consideration. I'm not telling women to go out there and say, hey, you have to make X amount of dollars. But the reality is it also determines on what it is that a man wants, right? Because a lot of times you find these men that want these traditional wives, but they don't want the traditional responsibility that come with that traditional lifestyle. Then you also have these guys where they might be more modern.
Whoa.
What was that?
Really? Yeah.
You got some of these guys that want a more modernized way where they believe in 50-50 splitting the bills, and that's cool too. And mm-hmm. then you got some guys that don't mind the unbalanced beam. The reality is I would like women to stop normalizing. I hate when women say, oh, well, if he just got a job, that's fine with me. No, the reality is you should have standards as a woman, and you should be able to set your standards and say, this is what I will tolerate and this is what I won't. I'm sorry, just having a job is not good enough for me. The reality is I'm not carrying any man. Under no circumstances.
Listen, everybody has their own, everybody has their own standard. And you can't just set one standard. But see, that's the issue.
There's a saying, I could do bad all by myself, right? So if I got to carry you through a stage, then it's, you probably shouldn't be dating.
Amount
that's just how I
for a man to be make probably, hold on. What is a good enough amount for a man to pay to make per year?
It
depends on what you bring to the table.
Well,
it kind of depends
on
the
lifestyle you want.
It also depends
on
what are we doing? Are we doing it modernized? Are we doing it traditional?
Right.
Hold on.
Before K Dog comes on. I'm going to ask, Red, what's a good number for you?
I don't look at numbers. As I said,
okay.
As long as he has a job and he can contribute to certain things, I'm not looking at a number, he got to be 40,000, he got to be 50,000, whatever, once again. If he can hold something down in terms of like his own, even if we're not living together, if he can hold his own down in terms of, as Ms. Sherry said, if you can, you know, make sure that your rent is paid, you got food on your table, you taking care of your kids or whatever it is you can do. Listen, I'm not looking at a number because I'm not dealing with you like I said, I'm speaking for myself. I'm not dealing with you for financial because guess what? I got my own financial. Just like you got your own, I got my own. We could come together and do, you know, whatever we have to do. But I don't look at a number because that's not why I'm dealing with you. I'm dealing with you because it's either you that I like, you know, it's because I like you. I'm not worried about what you have or what you don't have. That doesn't matter to me.
All right, Ms. Cherry?
I can't put a dollar
on it. Is there a number?
Like I said, there's not a number for me, but you have to be able to take care of yourself to the standard that you want to live. Don't date me and want to move into a mansion when before you could only afford a hut. So if you can take care of yourself and you could, like I said, I think you should be able to take care of yourself and another person. And whatever that dollar figure that is, with the lifestyle that you're willing to lead, I'm okay with that. I agree with Red. I'm not dating you for your money. I have, you know, my own situation is okay right now. So it might be different for somebody that's dependent on someone. They need them to bring something to the table because then they're not going to eat. But that's not my situation. So I'm not counting your wallet.
Okay. Ms. Melina?
Definitely. Because of what I bring to the table, I definitely have standards. So I probably bring in average through cryptocurrency in my job, probably about almost 45.
I don't want to know what you.
No,
so,
I'm just saying.
What
so
do you want your
because of
bring?
What I, because of what I bring in, I would definitely say equal to what I bring in or more. That's just me. I'm not dating you for your money, but at the same time, I'm not also dating you to carry you neither. I can't afford to carry you anywhere.
I got you.
A job, just having a job won't just do for me. Like, you mean to tell me both of y'all would date a guy that works at McDonald's that makes $15 an hour and because he could pay the cable bill, y'all good with that?
Yep.
Hold on. Before we get into that, wait a minute. Because you know what? All right. If now coming from, all right, first of all, let me let K-Dog get on before we go any further. What's up, K-Dog?
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good evening. Good evening. I'm listening to what everybody's
saying. You're breaking up bad.
Yeah, could you hear me? You hear me clear now?
You're breaking up.
Clearly?
No.
Wait a minute. No, sorry. You hear me clearly now? Hold up.
No, sir.
You hear me now? Hold on. Man, I got to move around a bit. All right. Could you hear me now?
A little bit.
You can hear me clearly now.
Yeah, you still kind of
sound like a commercial.
Picking up a little bit.
Wait a minute. Oh my goodness, what's up with the sound tonight? All right, could you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Listening to what everybody's saying now, when it comes to the man, and I say this truthfully, should the man be the provider? Yes, a man should get provider. And I feel that as a man, I'm speaking fairly. A man should be financially stable. You understand? He should be financially stable, especially when you're pursuing, you should be financially stable in life, but also chances are you meet a woman. She can't carry you. No woman should carry a man, okay? That's being fair to the woman because a woman's going to look at that as a sign of, like, I could be wrong or I could be right, as a sign of weakness. Like, man, this man is what? He can't carry his own? What is he doing? You know, you're coming into a relationship with somebody and she's the one doing everything and it's all one-sided. And that's not fair to her. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So before you get into something like that, you gotta take care of yourself first. You gotta be stable. You gotta find a way to be stable. You can't just get into a relationship because let me just say this: like I've always said, you cannot buy a Cadillac by hoopty means. You understand? So you gotta be financially stable. And you know, yes, there's more to a relationship than just the finance. There's more to it. But you got to be financially stable, and you got to have your mentality all together. Your mentality can't be messed up. You can't go in there messed up with a messed up mentality, and then, you know, you're going to bring it to the table. It's going to cause drama. Now, as for a woman, you got to understand something when it comes to finances, when it comes to the kind of job that men do, because everybody was put on this earth to do something different. You understand? It's like one person, oh, well, they want a man that has that CEO status or CFO or whatever, COO or whatever. But everybody has a different way of doing things. Some people are made to build things. I mean, if they're a carpenter, they make that carpenter salary, you shouldn't complain. If they're making a plumber salary, you shouldn't complain, because he has a job.
Yeah, well, you know what? All right, let's stop pussy-putting around. Listen, the women here tonight on the panel, of course, you know, everybody's going to, you know, let's agree to disagree about certain things. Everybody has their own levels and views and standards. I get it. But a man with no romance and no finance is a damn new thing, right? I've heard that from the elders. You know, some people try to say, oh, well, you know, as long as he has, I get it. Yeah, he can have a job, but just because he can maintain himself, there's a big
relationship,
you know. Listen, some people can just say, oh, I make, you know, $10 an hour, $15 an hour, and I'm maintaining and I'm good. Like, what do you really maintain? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has their different, you know, levels or definitions of what they call maintaining themselves.
Yeah.
So at the same time, there's also people out there that have their different definitions of, you know, when they say that I'm not going to carry a man. Listen, I feel like this. I'm one of these individuals where if my shit is not straight, I'm not dealing with you. I don't want to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Let me handle handle first, and then, you know, we can make moves from there. Now, there are women out there that are like, oh, well, maybe, you know, we can put this together and put that together. To be honest with you, that's all well and good with anybody until I get my stuff together first. It makes me as a man uncomfortable.
I'm the same way.
To have to, you know what I'm saying, to have to put my stuff together, and my stuff is not as correct as I wanted to. But, you know, you do have some individuals who preach that, and, you know, that's a topic for another day, where it goes into the, oh, well, how long am I supposed to wait around? But like I said, that's a topic.
That's being impatient.
Yeah, but yeah, that's a big topic for another day, because I got a lot.
Well, that's another thing where I can say, well, I can say the thing is, that's the thing. Like, okay, say the man is working a job that's not making that much money, and maybe he's looking for something else. Now, if he can maintain himself with whatever job, whether it's McDonald's, Wendy's, I don't care if it's Burger King, I don't care who it is. If he's maintaining what he has maintained, like I said, there's people, you know, men out there or people out there that can, you know, maybe he budgets, you know, very well, that to the point where, yeah, he can maintain that type of job, making $15 an hour, $10 an hour, and he's good. Okay? But if I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not looking to deal with you because I'm dealing with you because of what you're making or where you're working. I'm dealing with you because I want to deal with you. It's about me and you dealing with each other. I'm not worried about what you're making, as long as you ain't no to the point where you're taking your money and doing bullshit with it. Okay, that's good. But if you know how to take your money and you're managing it a certain way, you put money away for something, or one, and once again, you come to me, hey, you know, listen, I'm working here, but you know what? I'm studying to do something else so I can get a better job, or I'm going for something better. You have to look at it in that type of way, because when you're in a relationship with somebody, things are going to happen. Guess what? He could have had a job making $40,000 a year, and then guess what? Corona, anything. He could have got sick. Anything could have happened, and then next thing you know, okay, well, I got to get a job with less money or less hours or whatever, because I can't work this type of job or that type of job. And like I said, in my age bracket that I am in, that can happen. Like at 40-something years old, or over 45, 50, going on 50 years old, you can't work the same job that you could work when you was 25 and 30 years old. You could work a job for 8 or 9, you know, 8 hours. You might have to go down to hours because, you know, of your age. You know, understand what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
Sorry,
well, I mean, I do understand. I understand where it's coming from. And I also get where Ms. Cherry is coming from. Like, you know, it's certain plans that you make for yourself, you know, when you're at a certain age. And but mm-hmm. But see, what Ms. Cherry is talking about is the people who actually have, like, a vision or they have some type of plan or goal set up. Like, not everybody has that going on, in their life. Like, some people just think about making money and that's that. They're not thinking about making money and having benefits of making money and retiring. They're just thinking about making money.
That's what happens when you're younger, when you're, like, in your 20s and 30s. My son right now is 22. He jumps around to jobs because he can. You know, the responsibilities are not so much there. But me, I'm closer, hopefully, I'm closer to retirement than definitely him. I'm now starting to think about, and I don't want to go to work every day. It's going to carry me until it doesn't have to carry me anymore. So at this stage in my life, I'm looking for something different than I was at 20, and the demands are different.
Yeah.
When you're 20, yeah. Would you carry someone, like Red said? He's in school. He works at Burger King. Mind you, Burger King is a $1 billion industry, so we shouldn't just – I know it sounds like we're saying it's a poor job. It depends on what mm-hmm. he does at Burger King. He could be the CEO. He could be the manager. Some managers earn more than sanitation workers. And they're like in their 80s. Wow. So you're looking at it and saying he works at Burger King, he works at McDonald's, it's $15 an hour. But he does do that, and at night he's going to school, he's going to law school. You might be a little mm-hmm. bit more flexible at 20 to deal with that. At 50, if he's still going to law school and still trying to make it, that may not look as appealing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm already settled. Why did it take you an extra 30 years?
I feel
some people
I
are
mean,
different because, unfortunately, you know,
you're breaking up, brother.
Yeah, could you hear me clearly now?
You're breaking up real bad.
No.
Oh, my goodness. What is going on with this?
Get out the
bait.
Somebody's trying to stop your message.
They're trying to stop my message. Well, yeah, they're trying to stop my message from going out. You know, some people, you know, the way they live, like, let's just say, if they have a certain type of career, like they're doing a certain type of job, and like they always say, you're never too old to learn. You know, some people, they figure, well, you know what? I've been doing this for an extra amount of years.
Go stand on the roof or something.
Yeah, you got to use, like, real.
Could you hear me clearly now?
Real bad.
Could you hear me clearly now?
No, not really. You just like, that thing is really.
Where you at?
Oh, man. Could you hear me now?
Where you at? Matter of fact, I don't even want to know where you at.
Man, listen.
Hey, I'm
from the living room to the bedroom. Maybe, okay, could you hear me clearly now?
A little better, but not really.
Yeah. Okay, now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stay at this position and I ain't leaving.
Yeah, stay in one week. Matter of fact, maybe you need to go get a hanger or some aluminum foil and, like, put one leg up.
Yeah.
All right, now people can hear me. Man, I have to go old school now. I have to go old school. You know, like I was saying earlier, people have different aspects in life when it comes to, you know, what they want to do. Because, you know what, like the saying says, you never too old to learn. Some people, when they're in their 40s or something like that.
Who is the service provider? I want to know so that I don't get them.
Yeah, because this is bad. I mean, really. I mean, I understand it's raining outside, but come on now. Yeah, I shouldn't be having any problems because I'm indoors. Oh, man, could you guys hear me now? I mean.
Yeah, you okay. Better.
You okay, wherever you stand, just stay right there.
No, I ain't moving.
Don't turn.
I ain't moving. But now, like I was saying, you know, when it comes to that kind of life, like people, once they reach a certain age, they want to do something different. I mean, they've been doing the same thing over and over again for the past couple of years, like in their sleep. If they're working in, let's just say, they're working in the investment banking firm, all of a sudden they don't want to do investment banking anymore. They want to do something else. You know, everybody changes, but however, your mindset got to be in check. You understand what I'm saying? Mindset. I mean, you gotta look at life in a whole different way. When, you know, the older you get, you look at life different. And you got to look at it in a mature type sense. Because you know what? You can't spend the rest of your life having the same childish mentality that you used to have in your 20s, your 30s. You know, you got to let that go after a while. Because you know what?
Well, all right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to cross the dog. But listen, I do have to go back to one point, what Selena was saying. I do agree with what she says as well in terms of you got to have standards.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And you know, you can't or standards, but also I rather use the word principle. But see that, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Your own personal principles is something that, you know, you really just try not to go against. And what I, you know, what you want to call it, standards, principles, however the case may be. It's, to me, it's a good thing to have, because if you're expecting, or you're you know, you guys are looking, you get with somebody and you're looking toward the future to build something, you know,
right.
you want to believe that this person is going to, you know, be able to
build
toe the line
with you.
You know,
the,
yeah, they're going to be able, you know,
team.
They're going to be able to match your fly with, you know, with their fly. But if you got somebody that doesn't have the same work ethic and that's not about it, because some people are cool with just making 30 grand a year. Some people are cool with just making 20 grand a year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Is that type of relationship you can get into? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could. You know, a woman
but
could, but at the same time.
Not everyone's going to stick around for that, because some people are going to look at it like this. You're making the same, because it depends. The man will do it, or
brother,
the woman will do it.
You're
they'll,
in and out.
Like, yeah, you can hear me
yeah,
right now, man.
You're moving around.
Oh, man.
You can tell.
Nah, I'm
moving around.
You're moving around.
You're
moving around.
Put your left arm
oh, my God.
Put your left arm up.
Get on the roof.
So
get on top of the roof.
All right. I put my left arm up. All right. Now you can hear me? All right. Hold up. Wait a minute. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm turning off this phone set. All right. Now you can hear me clearly.
Unless you want to
Ooh,
call.
Oh, you sound good. You put
oh,
your finger
wow.
in the socket or something.
Do?
All right. What did you do?
Oh,
what was
your
yeah.
back
That's
to
what I had to do. I had to take this headphone off, because I noticed that it's a problem. Now,
okay.
You and Brother B, to stay to agree with your
point. Oh, you back to square one
kind of,
again, man.
Oh, man. The two. Right,
yeah,
you hear me clearly now?
Yeah, stay right there.
All right. Now, you know, it's like the two of you got to come to an agreement point, because you know what? There's too many people out there, and I say this for both men and women, that get too comfortable. Like, okay, because someone is making more money, oh, well, that person's making more money than me. You know, I'm that. Yeah, you know what, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. You know what, that is for the...
You're going to have to put the headphones
wow.
back on.
Let me put this.
Don't stop me.
Yeah,
I'm going to call back
in.
All right.
I think it's important for people to... know what they want. Know what you want with your partner, what you want to conquer with your partner, know what you're trying to build. And when you get to that point, it becomes a balance. More so you're looking for a balance, right? So I know the cost of living is XYZ. So I may not make 40 grand or whatever the case may be. And say we need to make 70 grand to live comfortably, right? So if I make 40 grand and he makes 30, then together we are union, right? And we could build together. So it's more a balance. It has to balance out. What I get so like uncomfortable with is that women are just willing to take on anything. I'll hold us down. Like, nah, sorry. I'm not your mama. I'm not carrying that torch, stuff like that. Like, we have to stop taking the responsibilities from men. Like, I think
and
that
she
we are
right about
giving
that.
Them some kind of passageway
right.
by saying, oh,
yeah,
you don't have
right.
to.
And I don't do that. And
wait,
I don't
wait,
do that
wait, wait, wait,
that's
wait, wait, wait,
wait,
wait, wait, wait.
I think that we're taking away their responsibility, and we're kind of like giving them a pass. Like, oh, it's okay. You don't have to, you can lead the household. You can be the man of the household, but you don't have to be the breadwinner, or you don't have to be the person that's that. Like, I think that we
have
changed their roles and their responsibilities. And you know what's crazy? I'm noticing that men are now stepping up and they're saying what they want. With this new Kevin Samuels era, they are now saying, this is what you got to be my wife. You can't have no kids. You can't have this. Now all of a sudden they're speaking up and they got standards and they got preferences and they telling us women what we got to be in order to be wifey material. What happened with women saying this is what is required to be with me? Like, I
something
along
the society
along
changed.
Okay.
Society has
and
changed.
And we became okay with being the carrier.
Okay, hold
it's
on.
It's changed.
All right.
It's
that,
changed
that
a lot.
That whole little thing right there, like, look, if you can't court properly, like, I remember there was a time where certain things that you didn't have to just outright ask for. Like, that was what the courting process was all about. That's what the, you know, the whole thing where you guys talking about certain things of that nature and, you know, checking each other out. Like, I'm not going to sit down and say, oh, you better have this or you need to have that. Because the whole thing is, if you're asking for that, then you better come with some serious shit yourself. Like, you better not be a slouch. You better be a dude that's about your business and from A to Z. Like, you can't be spouting or nothing, because I don't, my personal opinion is you can't make demands if you can't demand things from yourself, or somebody can't demand things from you. Like, you can't make
demands. I'm not making the man nothing. What I am doing is I'm weeding and seeding so that I don't waste my time with the wrong man. Too many women that got a man laying right next to them struggling, like, because they okay with holding him down. Oh, he don't got a job right
absolutely.
Now, I'm holding him down. Too many women, like, My thing is, if you're struggling, you're single.
Absolutely.
I ain't looking for nobody to do nothing.
I'm done with trying to be on that. Like, just like Brother B said, I shouldn't have to ask you to do certain things. It's you as a man, and especially just like you said, as in the courting process or if you're dealing with me or whatever, I shouldn't have to ask you. It shouldn't be a thing of me asking for this or asking for. I shouldn't have to ask you for anything. You should be like, oh, you know what? Listen, I'm here, or if I'm, you know, whatever, you know, let me contribute to something, whatever, whatever. Otherwise than that, I'm not gonna ask you for a damn thing. Nope, I don't do that.
There are men who court
because
older women.
The whole thing is, you shouldn't have to ask me. You shouldn't have
exactly,
to.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Like certain things.
Absolutely.
You know what? It's kind of like cats need to be retrained. Because they lost those skills. Because they were too busy being coddled by their mama or their grandmama or whoever, and they told them you're special and you don't have to do X, Y, and Z. Listen, I'm sorry. No disrespect, but let's cut the bullshit here. Like, if you're a man up. Like, listen, you know, if what your mama and your grandmama tell you is but so much. It gets to a point where you have to know what a man is and be a man.
But
on
let's
your own.
Be honest. Some of these men don't have to man up. Because there are women that's accepting them for who they are. I got nephews and cousins that tell me that they target older women who got their stuff together because they don't require much from them because they got their stuff together. And I'll be like, that's so foul.
That's it's foul, but you know what? That's how they're looking at it. Absolutely. They figure, I don't have to do very much because you know what? She's going deal with me just because of who I am or whatever. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm an older woman, and yes, I like younger men, but I tell them Negroes straight on out, I ain't got no money like that. So if you looking for that, that don't happen. The only thing you going
to
get here is
sometimes you don't have to get much. Sometimes it can be, I just lay up in your house. You cook me a meal, I lay up in your house.
He ain't
going to
get that either. How about this? He ain't gonna get that either, because him and my younger one gonna have to fight this. Him and my younger son have to fight that.
They come over there and play your younger one PS5 with
them. They sitting there be playing game, right? But no, it's just, you know, I let them, you know, it's like, I let them know, like, well, we don't play that type of game here, brother.
Well,
you here for one purpose and one purpose only.
PS5 with the youngest.
You stupid. That's
you
what,
on
yes, absolutely. Listen, I absolutely not telling you for here for one purpose and one purpose purpose.
Yep, I'm on.
Yeah, you sound so much better.
Oh, yeah.
You sound so much better.
Nokia.
Yeah,
he got rid of that Nokia. He's like, I'm going
to
call back on the iPhone.
Man, listen, I was listening to y'all ladies, and you know what? Today, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a cool conversation with my sister, and she was saying the same thing you ladies were saying. She said that she's no longer carrying a man, and this is the problem that, and I say this as a man, my man, if you are not stable to be in a relationship, do not get into a relationship. If you are not financially stable, don't try to get into something that you know you're not going to be productive of. Because I'm going to say this, and I know you ladies, I know everybody's going to agree. Do not sit there and make false promises, such as you're promising the woman the sun, the moon, the stars, when all you can give her is just the sky. Just be honest and say, hey, honey, listen, look, I can
give
just
the sky.
The sky. That's all I can give.
They won't give that. They won't dare do that. How you going to get the
you know what? Not everybody's doing
it.
And this is what makes us look bad as men, because they're going to be like, damn, he weak. And, you know, it's bad because, like I said, should a man be a provider? It's always been that way. Men have always provided. But, however, you're working, okay? If you're working and you're going through something and you're struggling financially, at least be honest with yourself and say, listen, look, I'm not ready for this. You know, this. I have to get myself together, because when you go up to a woman and you're telling a woman all these things about, like I said, the stars and promising her all of this and saying, oh, that's what I do for you. That's what I do this. Okay, there's love and there's communication. But be honest with who you are as a man, because you know what? It's gonna make us look bad.
Women
yeah.
I was going to get to that too,
because women, fortunately, there's a lot of women out there. There are a lot of women out there who sit there and they talk all this stuff, and then after, they're not better themselves. They're just going to sit around and watch the man bust his butt and be like,
not
oh,
only
well,
that,
I don't
they'll
have
hold
to work.
A man down. They'll hold a man down, and what happens is, right, they find a couple
mm-hmm.
who did it the right way and built
right.
together, and they're upset that they don't have what that couple has. And I got a cousin like this.
Thank
I a
you.
Cousin who dated a girl.
Yep.
Now she has spent umpteen years on Section 8 holding her boo down. I have 4 kids with him. And now
mm-hmm.
she, all of a sudden she expecting Prince Charming. I'm like, where are you getting Prince
you
Charming
can't
from?
Do
he
that.
Did a bump. You signed
thank you.
On
what's
to
a bump? Always
had
a bump.
Absolutely.
Had 4
like this.
Kids with him. And now she's shredding him on Facebook every day. Oh, I'm tired of these bum dudes. You and I had 4 kids with
yeah.
him. And now this is the
right.
problem with that.
And how long was she with him?
Oh, my God. Like, probably like 14 years. But the problem with that
oh
is
my
now,
goodness.
Right?
There's no getting out of that. She don't have
but
to
But wait a minute. Here's
you know,
the problem.
Yeah.
Wait. Because here goes the problem. When women wake up and all of a sudden now this ain't good enough for them, right? You done had 4
mm-hmm.
kids with this guy. Now you
mm-hmm.
wake up and you want more, right? And now you want a
mm-hmm.
man that's going to come along that's better than what you previously settled for 14 years, that's going to come along and take care of you and your 4 kids with the next man.
Right.
Hell no. Some men are not going to – some men are not – you know what it is?
Good
I'm going to say this truthfully.
Who's going to sign up?
Some men
up?
Are
who's
not going to look at
up?
That.
Yeah,
hell no.
Absolutely.
No man is going to sign
minute,
up.
But now she got standards and she got preferences and, oh, if you want to get with
too
me,
late.
You need to – like, you're a woman with 4 kids, by boom. I gotta step in, help you take care of 4 kids, and I gotta hope you're a good
yep.
wife.
That's not
and
good,
yep.
because you know what? Because you know what it
but
is? A man is gonna look at that.
But wait, isn't that being stereotypical?
Is it being stereotypical?
You know what it is?
No, I wouldn't call it being stereotypical.
No, it's not stereotypical,
it's
because you know what? Not too many men. A man will hear, 4 kids? What? Hell no! I'm out of here. Exit stage left.
Yep, exactly.
A man hears 4 kids. That's the honest to goodness truth.
And the reality is,
because then
you
what's
going to
happen is she's going to take out all her frustration and everything of what she
mm-hmm.
dealt with for the last 14 years with that dude off on
all
the dime.
That bitterness
like, I'm not
gonna
turn around.
Up.
Yeah, all that bitterness gonna come. He gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna damn money out. Nigga, I ain't got to deal with
mind if I say this? Mind if I say this? Kevin Samuels, one time listening to a show. Now I don't agree with everything he says, but at the same token, any man who sees a woman like that, you know what it is? It's and like you said, Big. Who said that she's gonna be bitter? Big Red, you said it. I agree because
yeah.
You know what? She's going to take it out on the innocent will suffer for the guilty because she gets with someone else. She's going to bring her burdens that she carries from that man that she was with for 14 years. She's going to bring it on to the next guy, and that
every
guy is not going to stay with her.
Hold on.
Crying
on Facebook.
I will say this. Yeah, and
that kills me too. Like, wait a minute. I will say this. Hold on. I'm sorry. Listen, individual results may vary. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Not every situation.
Byron, you're not signing up for no woman with four kids. Stop it.
Listen, let me tell you something. I have been in the situation before. And the whole thing is, am I going to be discriminatory? Because it didn't have to be on her. It really didn't have to be on her. We don't know the circumstances.
It's not discriminatory.
Situation was.
It's about decision-making.
No,
I pay attention.
All right. And you know what? You got a lot of dudes out there that turn around and make decisions and then all of a sudden change their mind. Meanwhile,
exactly. They're
three kids in. They're three kids
now,
in. They're four kids
the
in.
Pattern.
And then all
I
of a sudden, well, hold on. Yeah, hold on. And then all of a sudden, he's not good or this situation is not good. And, you know, I got to make moves or I got to do something different. Like, come on, man. I mean, really. Listen, you got guys out there that turn around and all of a sudden they went from making $20,000 a year to now they're making, $50,000 because they got a better job, and all of a sudden they want to switch up. They want
to
change their
business. Listen, it's very important to pay attention to people's decision-making skills because you could run into a guy that makes $80,000, think you hit the jackpot and got a good guy. Then he introduces himself and tell you he got 12 kids. Is he still worth the same? No, I'm hauling ass. I'm out of there. Pew, gone.
Because
I know
because
where that
$80,000
is going, and by the time he finished taking care of those 12 kids, he can't do nothing for me.
And that's the problem.
If you're a good woman, you're definitely going to be the woman that pushes him to take care of those kids because that's important. So I would have to be the selfish woman that say, I don't F them kids. I don't care about them. Take care of home. I'm not going to be that. So the reality is it's about decision-making. I pay attention to patterns. I pay attention to their previous decision-making. I'm sorry. The decisions that you make can have an impact on the past. So I think that when you make certain mistakes like that, you should lower your standard. You should not be asking for a top-notch, grade-A, high-value man with four kids and a deadbeat baby daddy.
Because no man is going to tolerate it because, again, no man is going to tolerate that because as a man, they're going to hear, hey, so tell me about yourself. And then after, once you mention four kids, excuse me, can I go to the bathroom? I'll be right back. He's out the door.
I don't want to switch off the topic.
Not a woman thinks that if they down him, they think they could down him. Oh, he's a piece of crap. He's a deadbeat. No, that's your decision, too. If you
that was
him,
you.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what was wrong with you?
That's on you.
It
happen.
All right. Well, listen. My thing is this. I am a firm believer on people having their principles and not going against them, especially when it comes down to getting into relationships. There's certain things you tolerate and you won't tolerate. Especially if you're looking to go forward, with that person. Now, to me, does money matter? To an degree, yes, it does. Because God forbid something happens to me, my partner has to be able to hold it down. You know what I'm saying? And to either I get back up or, whatever the case may be.
Well, make sure the policy
that's
is
what... It's even beyond that because sometimes the money the money could be long but it still could be short. It depends on what you got going on. If you got mortgage, you got a couple of other things going on. I mean, how long do you expect the money to, or how far do you expect it to go? That's why to me, it's a thing where my partner has to be able to pull weight. Now whatever that weight is.
you know, that's up for discussion. But my partner has to be able to pull weight, because there is that thing of just in case. Like, if she's making $20,000 a year, and that's what she's working with right now, if I want to rock with that, then I'll rock with that. But I also got to be real with her and be like, yo, God forbid something happens to me, what you going to do? We got this together, and this together. Are you going to be able to maintain all of this? Or are you going to have to give it all up and, like, go live in a room somewhere? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
You,
that's my mindset.
It's so many women.
When it comes down to money.
It's so many women in relationship with men right now that if something happened to the men, they don't take a loss but his body and flesh. Like, they've been holding it down their own self. They don't even lose anything. Like, that's, like, nuts. If you don't take a loss, if something happens, they go fund me his goddamn funeral and they move on. Like, they not at loss of nothing. Like, I feel like if you with somebody and something happens to them, it should impact your household to a level, because they meant that much in your household. What they contributed to your household, it meant so much. These women are with God. They're choosing God, that if something happens to them, they not even at loss of nothing but good dick. That's it. And that's nuts to me.
You know what? You know what that goes hand in hand with?
Hold on.
Because unfortunately, yeah, it's what some women allow to happen. Because you know what it is? It's like, if you're not, like I said before, you're not financially stable, what are you doing? Getting into a relationship. And if you know that the man is not financially stable himself, and you decide to get into a relationship saying, oh, things are going to change, oh, he's going to change, I'm like, you really think things are going to change? Sometimes he might change. Sometimes someone will change. But the person is not trying to change, that's on you. And you still staying there, that's on you.
Okay. So Lena just said something interesting. And, you know, before we wrap this up soon, I got to ask you, which is more important, the penis or the purse?
It's a balance. I'm telling you, I'm looking for a nice balance.
Nah, son. You ain't saying like that.
I can take okay dick if the bills is getting paid on time. I can take that. But what I can't take is, I can't take good dick and I'm stressing out every first of the month. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to come up with this money. Like, nah, I'm not signing up for that.
Listen,
if I can't give it to the landlord or the bank for the mortgage, it ain't important to me.
The landlord don't want it. Penis or the purse?
Same thing. If I got to be stressed out, like at the beginning of the month when I got bills and stuff, if they say, as she said, it has to be a balance. Yeah, the penis could be good, but as long as that penis is good and your money is kind of good, we could work like that. So it can't be I can't choose an either or. It's like, penis is good, okay, and you good with your money, we good.
Listen, the pay could buy me a nice vibrator to get me good with a bad penis.
Or dildo. I don't like this vibrator.
Okay, enough information. So, Miss Sherry.
Miss Sherry cried.
Miss Sherry. Miss Sherry. So, what's more important?
What's more important? It's a balance because I don't care how much you enjoy sex with the person. If you're carrying them, you're going to start to lose respect for them. You know, like you said, at the beginning of the month, bills aren't paid, and that's all he's bringing. That's a problem, especially at my age. It's a major problem. So it has to be a balance. It's not, you know, you have to be able to
take
yourself.
You
have to be able to take care of yourself, I think, plus another person that I feel comfortable with. Take care of yourself, plus be able to take care of another person as well as be balanced with everything.
Let me just say this also.
We were talking about standards and why women keep these men. It's because we have fed into the belief that there aren't many good men out there. So in order to just have something, we'll take anything. And a lot of us, we wind up devaluing ourselves. We know we're valuable, but we'll, you know, we'll sell ourselves down because we'd rather have something than have nothing. And that's
we're
why
not
we
all
deal
that
with
valuable.
Situation.
We're gonna let Mr. Joe rock for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, Joe. 2 minutes. 5 minutes.
Mr.
One.
Joe,
you
know
my let Mr. Joe. Joe's in the house.
I came too late. If I had known about this topic earlier, I would have been here to dispute any and all claims of all you chicks. Oh, Jesus.
Oh man, Mr. Joe.
So, what do you think, Mr. Joe?
We got
4 minutes left.
4 minutes? I can wrap it up in 4 minutes. Yes, women do not respect men who make less money. Yes, women almost always, 97% of the time, if you want to read about it, they're written by Vance Packard in The Status Society and another name of a book. He's a sociologist. I forget the name of that book, about how women always marry up. And women will always say, well, we don't marry men because the money. We just want to make sure that they're worthwhile, that they're good men.
Yeah, right.
Protect and provide. Well, I tell you what, the easy solution is, if you make $50,000 a year, marry a man who makes $50,000 a year, and then you two can split equally the responsibilities of the household. But no, you will not marry a man who makes less money than you most of the time because you believe that a man's responsibility, and it isn't, is to protect and provide all females on this planet. So that's only about a minute and a half. So you women, just like I think it was Red who said, you have fed into the belief that women aren't, I forget exactly what you said, Red, aren't worthy or something like that. But the thing is that if you're going to claim to be my equal, certainly not biologically, but economically, sociologically, and mentally, then prove it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're not my equal. And I look for a woman who is going to be ostensibly my equal in most ways so that I don't have to have her thinking that she's some kind of princess or entitled to stuff that I've done and that she has access to. Pointing a finger at me, saying, "Well, you haven't fulfilled your responsibilities." I had a girlfriend tell me one time. I'll wrap this up very quickly. I had a girlfriend tell me one time that the reason why I didn't want to marry her is because I was afraid of my responsibility. And I said, "I'm not responsible for you. We're not married." So that's the okay. That's the end of that soliloquy.
We hear you.
Well.
I'm listening. I heard everything, and it is true. One time I got told one time because I wasn't a CEO that I was useless. So,
oh Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I got told that to my face.
I don't know what type of women y'all was doing.
The average. My thing is, listen. My thing is this: if you can't, listen. You have to. You have to be financially responsible regardless. I mean, you know,
you have
people out there who, you know, have this standard. And listen, I'm not one for knocking anybody's up. If you want a dude that make $100,000, if you think that you can get that off the rip, then fine. If the dude is willing to, you know, get with you and, you know, that's your demand or that's what you want, then fine. But sometimes there's shit that comes with that. And you got to be willing to accept that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the same way there's shit that comes with a dude that makes $20,000 or $30,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? It may not be the same shit as the 100 grand man, but there's some shit that comes with it, and you just have to be willing to accept that. And that's just what it is. So with 60 seconds left, this has been a nice night. Hey, dog, you gotta get you on the cell phone. Gotta get you on the cell phone. Put you on the mountaintop. But yo, thank you, K Dog, Miss Cherry, Selena,
it's
Big Red, and Mr. Joe.
Yeah,
everybody have a good night. Be safe.
Stay safe, y'all.
God bless.
Be safe.
And
be safe,
be
guys.
All right.
Have a great week,
y'all.
Yeah,
be safe.
Yeah.
Let
love
get out there.
Love prevail.
Yeah,
we have to
love
man.
Everything around us. See and get the money, dog.
That's
love,
it,
bill, y'all. Later.
Later.
Peace out.